We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So Travis Demers is a fan.
Vet?
Veteran.
Yeah.
Veteran of the fan.
He's a longtime fan guy.
Longtime fan guy. He has moved on to the play-by-play booth for your Portland Trailblazers.
It's like his dream. Well, the dream job would be like the Yankees, but he always wanted to be a play-by-play guy, and that's awesome to see him get to live that dream.
So he had a tweet the other day that, or an X. What do you call it? I don't know. It was on
it's
X.
Still a tweet.
It's a tweet. Buckley pointed it out to me, and it's really something. This is the second installment of Seen and Heard in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no joke, there's a guy waiting at PDX holding a sign that reads, Amanda, I'm sorry I don't look like my profile pic. I'm not rich like I said online, but I can still get you a visa. By the way, I have a son. With an arrow pointed at said son, and both are holding flowers.
That can't be real.
Hashtag PDX.
That can't be real, can it?
What incentive would you have to make that up?
Yeah, Demers isn't making that up.
Oh, my God.
If I saw that on your account, I'd be like, oh, that's not real. Sook's making that up. Demers?
Is that a,
he's not lying about that.
Is there a photo of that?
That's what everyone's lamenting, is that he did not photograph this situation.
Wow. Dude, that is...
Which I get not doing that, but yeah, everyone wants more.
I'm telling you right now...
What do you think about that?
I would wait around... at least 45 minutes. I would, like, if I was picking someone where I'm like, dude, go get yourself a Cinnabon, because I'm going to be here when this plays. Like, the morbid curiosity, I would have to see how that plays out.
Get some popcorn and settle in.
Yeah, dude, we're going to be here for a while. But it's just... So, and then just seeing Amanda's reaction.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Wow.
So this guy, I assume they met online.
Yes.
And he lied.
Yeah.
Under the premise that he's rich and can get her a visa.
And doesn't have a kid.
But she is actually coming to Portland.
Portland.
He's there to pick her up. He knows exactly what's going to happen when she sees his fat, poor ass.
Well, but here's the thing. The only way she would know it's him is by the sign, because he doesn't look like the...
That's right.
So he's using a fake picture.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why he has to have the sign.
Because he doesn't want to just come up to her looking like a total stranger and be like, hey, I'm that guy from online. And she's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he says, but I can get you a visa.
Wow.
And oh, by the way, I have a kid.
Wow.
Kind of cute,
and we
right?
have flowers.
He brought you... Like, how do you think you're going to get away with that, my dude?
I don't know. But, I mean, I don't know how people...
She flies all the way here.
I guess.
Maybe
I mean,
she's like,
all
right,
I think it's the idea of, like, you've already come this way, and the end game was a visa anyway, so, you know, maybe.
This can still work out for us, right? Right?
Well, I've had it before. I mean, back in my single days, I had it before where I would show up on a... You'd meet someone on Bumble or Hinge or whatever the hell, you know, people are doing, and you would show up, and it certainly wasn't the person, and I always wondered that, because whenever you would talk to someone, I would always say, just so you know, like, that is me. Like, I took that picture. I never wanted to use a picture that was, like, years old. It was like, dude, this is like, me right now. Just so there's no... Because we all have that picture. Like, maybe that day at the river, and you were in shape, or you just got done having the flu, so you had lost 10 pounds.
The lighting's perfect. It's the golden hour to barbecue. You're looking great.
You're like, no. Like, look, this is what you're getting. And I've had that more than one or, I mean, it's happened a handful of times. When you show up and then you hear like Jason and you're like, huh? Like, do I know you? And they're like, it's me. And you look at him and you're like,
are you sure?
Like, nah. I mean, you're talking like 10 years ago and like 40 pounds. And you're like, duh, cut, what? And I always wondered to that person, they knew going in what the reaction's going to be, and yet they still show up.
I think it's clinging to a hope that it's close enough to what they used to be that it's still going to work for the person that's there, but boy, there's some bad judgment involved.
Yeah, dude, and it's awkward because you don't want to be like the rudest person in the world because it's not like I'm Brad Pitt.
You're
or
not
anything.
Hot like I thought you were.
Yeah, you're like, I'm out of here. But you're like, instantly you're like, well, this is dumb. And so you're like, I don't want to lead anyone on, but you don't want to be rude, but you're like, at the same time, I'm never going to talk to you again. Appreciate the lies and for wasting my time. Here's your cup of coffee and please never call me again. But it happens, man. People do it. Both sides.
A couple texts. Here's what's suspicious to me. The name Amanda is really American. So who's named Amanda coming here to get a visa? She's trying to get to a visa to get from Portland to Baltimore?
Well, again, my mom came over from Sweden and her name is Boole. When you come over, you don't use Boole. Yeah. She went with Charlotte. So that happens.
Char.
Yeah, it's Char.
Also, apparently Amanda is very popular in Brazil.
Oh,
it's probably
so
Amanda.
Deal says, I don't think Travis is making this up, but that could be a husband's joke. Like, congrats on getting out of rehab.
That's always fun.
Somebody else says this is a bit. There are several viral videos doing the airport arrival thing.
So it's not real. It
it's
is
just
a bit
like they're doing it for comedy and social media.
Yeah, maybe. Or just doing it to make their partner laugh when they get off the plane or something.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't think that would go over particularly well. I don't know.
My wife would just eye roll.
I think I'd get punched.
I am a giant eye roll to my wife.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Nah.
All things.
Yeah. I usually get some sort of. I still get the reaction.
She's like, I love you, but I asked her if I was funny the other day. She was like, I don't know, sometimes. Like, thanks, babe.
I have a recurring bit that I do, but I don't think I can say it on the air. I'll have to tell you off the air. I don't think it would go over well.
So that's seen and heard in Portland. We'll keep bringing that to you from time to time as we get more things out there. I saw one other thing over the weekend.
And by the way, if you get them, you got to send them our way.
Well, what I'm trying to do is come up with an email address that I can put out there so you can send them to that. But until I get that done, which will probably take 6 months, knowing Odyssey, you can text them in. I don't know.
You can find me on you can find us on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter, but you can...
I'm on Twitter. Yeah. If you go to Souk1080, although now it probably needs to become Souk105, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you screwed that up,
didn't
you?
Yeah, I did. Souk1080 on Twitter. By the way, someone is sending me all of the penis potholes, and...
Are there a bunch of them?
Yeah, there are a lot more now.
There's a handful of them. They're pretty good. I mean, yeah. Yeah, someone took the time.
There's another one.
Yeah, look. Someone made it a penis car.
Yeah.
The top one.
There was another one.
So unfortunately, the city told people to not draw penises, and in a shocking development, people are now going to be drawing penises on potholes.
So there was another one I saw on Sunday, and this was a weird one. Where was I? I was like downtown.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. AllTrails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fifth and... I don't know, just down, right downtown, west side downtown.
Yeah.
And we pull up to an intersection, and there is a guy parked, well, he's not parked, but he's stopped his car right in the middle of the intersection, kind of cattywampus.
Sure.
Two people, middle-aged people, man and a woman, in the street, and stuff, their stuff is strewn about all over the place.
Okay.
She's wearing a mask, so I can't really tell... but she seems really pissed. Mm-hmm. The guy is wandering over to the sidewalk on his phone. We're like, what is going on? And we're having to turn, so we're like, get out of the way. Like, what is happening? So we clearly came upon this a little too late.
Sure.
To know what was up. But then the guy that's in the car, mid-size SUV, gets out of the car, and his face is fully bloodied.
Ooh.
He gets out of the car and goes to the other sidewalk and pulls out his phone. That's all I saw before driving off in a hurry.
Yeah, you didn't want to.
I had to get. Well, I had my olds in the car. I don't want my olds seeing that.
You don't want being traumatized. Boy, again, something like that. I feel like I have to stick around and see the conclusion.
Yeah, I don't know what was up. The only thing I can guess is that he had to hit the brakes so hard that he hit his head and bloodied his head. Because they wouldn't get out of the way or something? I don't know. Because I didn't see them hit him. Maybe he got punched through his window and bloodied. Huh. I don't know. But the woman was stomping around like she was on drugs. And like, dude,
time to go.
Yes.
Time to go.
I was like, hey guys, look right over there.
Roll them up.
It's Nike.
Let's go.
Whatever it was. I don't know what store was there. I was like, look at that.
Look over there. Yeah, there definitely is that fine line between sticking around and finding out what happens, and I don't need to be in this auto parts store right now, so...
I am out of there. Stuff like that happens, you cannot get me out of there fast enough. I want no part of this.
Your curiosity will never win out.
Yeah. I had that once where I walked into a convenience store to buy an energy drink, and I thought the place was getting robbed. I didn't know what was going on. I just turned around and left. I walked in and like the cashier was looking at me and the guy was looking and his hands were in his pocket. And I was like, you know what? To this day, I don't know what was happening, but I took one step in and was like, nope, turned right around. And there was a quick scoot to the car and got the hell out.
Well, this isn't where I parked my car. I'll leave.
Yeah, and thanks for coming. I am with you. There is definitely those situations where you're like, nope, not for me.
Yeah. Not
time
today.
Time to go.
I'm just trying to get a Gatorade.
Yes. that's all I wanted was a beverage and... I'm assuming that nothing, because I didn't read about anything in the news or whatever, but I just, in that brief moment, I'm a big believer, I tell my kids this, if every fiber of your soul is telling you to run, just run. What's the worst that happens? I can go to that mini mart. There's a lot of mini marts around. At AMPM, like two blocks down. I don't need to be in that.
You
that
can feel dumb for 10 seconds to just make sure you're safe.
That's never okay. Understood that. People are like, well, I didn't want to like make anyone uncomfortable. So you made yourself uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable in a situation, get the hell out. That is nature's way of telling you that you're the gazelle and something's in the tall grass and you shouldn't be there right now.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Exactly. You know what? We're going to skedaddle.
You know the word skedaddle? I mean skedaddle.
Yes, and I skedaddled. And worse is, like, if nothing happened, those two guys were like, dude, why'd that big guy run like that?
Somebody I don't know. Skedaddle.
But he skedaddled. Yeah. I have a story to tell.
All right. Up next, this is something we didn't get to last night. When the emergency slide is deployed, is it Thunderdome or is there etiquette? That's next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.